The sun beats down on Kim and Jackie McBride as they fill cups of chilled apple cider. The McBrides are apple producers. They sell their apples and cider at a farmer's market in north central Austin. Kim hands a cup to Damon Smith.
That is delicious.
Yes, you do.
It's so good. You grow a fine apple, my friend.
The McBride farm is in Bertram, Texas. Last year, with the drought, they started noticing changes in their apples. For one, they got smaller.
When we squeeze the apples during a good year, out of a bushel of apples, I get a gallon and a half to 2 gallons. This year, I only get 1 gallon.
And it was so sweet that you actually had to dilute it with water.
So, less juice, but much more flavor. Daniel Lescovar is a horticulture scientist with Texas A&M. One of his fields of expertise is water stress. Lescovar says this phenomenon in taste is probably the drought's silver lining.
Some producers in other countries have now been using techniques that are simulating stress, like salt stress or even drought stress, to enhance the sweetness of the produce as well as certain compounds like lycopene content.
In tomatoes and watermelons, lycopene content is one of the factors that enhances color, making the fruits more intense to the senses. Back at the farmer's market, Philip Baer shows his clients a variety of melons and cantaloupes.
We got one called a goddess. The other one's called a rock star.
Baer says this year's vegetables also have a more heightened taste, but it's the fruit that draws the most attention.
They're sweet, sweet when they're ripe. They can be used as a dessert almost.
The smaller, less juicy, but sweeter Texas grapes are good news to the state's wineries. Some in the Hill Country are calling 2012 a great year for Texas wines. But, as with all silver linings, the bigger picture for Texas agriculture is still grim. Farmers say their trees and fields are so stressed by the drought that, although they are producing high-quality crops, their yield is significantly smaller. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz.